The Brotherhood of New Zealand Photojournalists has answered the call of a terminally ill colleague to help out the cash-strapped Taranaki Hospice. Rob Tucker, a former illustrations editor at the New Zealand Herald, is putting together an auction of 100-plus iconic images to raise funds for the organisation he calls the Angels in the Night. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
Rob Tucker was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2019 and the disease has since spread into his bones. He says the hospice has been instrumental in him being able to continue to live at his New Plymouth home.
Some nights I'd be lying in bed and the pain would get to a stage where the morphine or the oxy pills I was taking didn't put a lid on the pain. And they'll come 24/7. You just give them a phone call. And they would come in and give me an injection and sort of lay me out for the night and relieve my pain.
Tucker was horrified to find out the organisation needs to find $4 million to cover its operating costs.
I came up with this idea with all my mates who are photojournalists working on newspapers. Why don't we get a collection of historic photos that help mould the history of New Zealand? Like the Buzzy Bee on the lawn with Prince William.
Tucker took that shot, which has been seen around the world but never before been put up for sale. Other single edition prints to be included in the auction include Michael Tubbity's image of Dame Fina Cooper walking hand in hand with a moko during the Māori Land March, and Jeff Dale's photo of Muhammad Ali sparring with a couple of likely lads on Queen Street in 1979. Award-winning Murawai-based photographer Ross Land couldn't refuse Tucker's call.
Absolutely not. I mean, it's a fantastic idea. It's a great cause, and I feel sort of, very, very happy to be able to help Rob out. And it's also a way for me to give back to Taranaki Hospice a little bit too, because they looked after both my mum and dad and one of my brothers.
He credits Tucker with kick-starting his career by assigning him to the 1981 Springboks Tour. But it's a shot of a fading athletic superstar his old boss has selected for the auction.
One of the ones that he quite likes and I'm very fond of as well is a shot of John Walker at the very end of his career at the 1990 Commonwealth Games in Auckland. He's sort of struggling up the straight to finish the race, and the two, both gold and silver medal Kenyan runners, are shaking hands in the foreground with him struggling up the straight in the background. So that's one I particularly like, so I'm glad Rob's chosen that.
New Plymouth-based photographer and former Stuff staffer Andy Jackson is helping Tucker put together the catalogue. He's been blown away with what's been sent in.
I really love Fred Dagg sitting on the front of a Land Rover. That's one of my favourites. They're all just incredible, you know. And a lot of them, people, you know, they'll be familiar to people. That's been really cool too, finding out a little bit more about the backstory of some of these photos, which I never knew.
Meanwhile, Rob Tucker says the project has given him a new lease of life.
It's one that stops me looking around my garden to see where my funeral pot will be. And secondly, it's just lovely to be able to bring the brotherhood together and communicating, and because they haven't got together for years. So it's bringing this brotherhood of photographers together. And it's also hopefully going to raise some good funds for the hospice.
Taranaki Hospice says it's been overwhelmed with Tucker's generosity at a time when he's facing a life-limiting illness and complex decisions about his care. The Photojournalism New Zealand Charity Auction will be held at the Plymouth International Hotel in New Plymouth in September.